sometimes if you have a lot of, or if you go somewhere and you, if a family goes somewhere and you have a lot of kids along, and there maybe isn't enough places for everyone to sleep for the kids on the floor, they might make up a little bed.
Go and make a pallet or something?
Pallet, okay. Okay. Then if you're talking about farmland, the kind of farmland down along a stream where it's very low lying, what would you have a special name for that kind of land?
We'll call it the bottom, I believe.
Bottom? Mm-hmm. What about if it's a little bit further up and it's real good land?
That's how I grow, I think.
Okay. Okay. What about if it's a kind of land that's got some water standing in for a good part of the time?
We'll have to call that the wet.
Okay.
You know, around the wet.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, if you have some, like, usually it's close to a creek or a river, something like that, where it's wet most of the time, and there's some trees in there, and it's got maybe some moss on the trees and so on, what would you call that?
Yeah. I don't know.
Swamp, maybe?
Yeah, it'd be a swamp.
Okay.
With moss around somewhere, it had to be a swamp or something.
Okay. What if it were down near the ocean, you know, where the tide comes in, and they have this area where there's lots of grass that grows where the tide comes in, what would you call that?
I got a name for it. I can't call it.
Marsh?
I probably wouldn't call that, but that still would be a marsh, though.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, the ground around here, it's mainly, what kind of dirt is it?
Well, you probably call it around this place? Huh?
Yeah.
But we got dog, I said black dirt around this one.
Black
you
dirt?
You know, around this.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Then what other kinds are there around here?
You got that sand.
Uh-huh.
Sand, you got a lot of red dirt too around it.
Uh-huh.
Some part of it.
Uh-huh. Okay. Let's say you got some marshes or some swampy land, and they want to get the water off. You'd say if they're getting the water off the marshes, you say they're doing what? They're
the drain.
Okay. And the thing that they might dig to drain it is called a
ditch.
Okay.
Gullet.
Okay. But if you were to go out in the woods and you'd see maybe a kind of ditch that's been dug by a stream, a stream will dig it through, what would you call it then? Ravine, would you ever call it a ravine then?
Yeah, probably a ravine, yeah.
Or maybe a gully?
Be more a gully for me.
Gully.
Maybe we'll ravine or something like that. You mean it's been there a while?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I'll probably call it a gully or something like that.
What about if it's, if like you have a heavy rain and on a field, it'll cut through a place?
Yeah.
Is that a gully too?
Yeah, it's a gully. We'll call it a gully. Yeah.
Okay. Let me see. And then a kind of stream that's real small, what would you call that?
We just call that a stream, I guess.
Okay. If it gets a little bit bigger, let's
that's
say.
A good
one. Okay. But if it's got water, if it's got lots of water in it, then you would call it a...
Mm-hmm.
Creek, maybe?
Yeah, a creek.
Okay. When you talk about a creek, what do you think?